Friends in Low Places. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I quote the AP Dispatch. Children broke into Bollywood dance numbers in the narrow lanes of a teeming Mumbai slum as they gathered to watch Slumdog Millionaire's domination of the Oscars. Two of Slumdog's child actors, Rubina Ali and Azharuddin Mohammed Ismail, hail from this desperately poor neighborhood, and their every appearance elicited squeals of joy from the crowd. My eyes couldn't believe that I was seeing Rubina in America, said one friend. Unquote. Here's a movie that, if you look at it objectively, is completely implausible. Something that could never really happen anywhere, never mind India, that somebody rises from the slums to win Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And yet, in those very slums, and you figure that in a place where home is a lean-to made from a moldy blanket, they'd know how utterly implausible it all was. Even in those places, they celebrated because a few of their own had made it to America. And the bigger story, that it wasn't just the elites who liked the film. It banked $160 million because American audiences were cheering for this Muslim kid to win. India has 200 million Muslims, second only to Indonesia. And last night, the American film industry gave a positive story about them, as implausible as it might have been, their highest award. I think we made more friends in a few hours last night than in 6 years of nation building because of a movie that cost a paltry $15 million and has returned more than 10 times that to its producers. All these years, we've tried to make friends by cultivating world leaders and giving them fighter jets. Just send film companies, Hillary. Just send film companies. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.